Every night or early morning, we begin Slichos with a very strange amalgam or combination of psukim. It's the section known as Shomea Tefillah. It's known as Psukim of Rachamim. And it seems to be psukim that have little to do with tshuva and little to do with kapara and little to do with the tefillah of Slichos. The climax of this section, a very well-known climax, a very well-known song, and clearly a verse that's very potent and transparently connected to tshuva. The section concludes with Hanasham malach, v'aguf palach, chus el malach, Hanasham malach, v'aguf shilcha, v'shilach, Hashem esei l'man shemecha. It's a very bare, unadorned, almost helpless and hopeless. You own our neshama and our guf. We give ourselves over to your decision, your discretion. Hashem esei l'man shemecha. We don't deserve, if anything, for your name, for the sake of your name. So those are psukim that are well known. Those are psukim that fit tshuva. Those are psukim that form a very soulful and wistful song. Hanesham malach, laguf shalach, husel malach. But how do we get there? Why does it take us probably 25, 30 psukim to get there? What do these psukim intend? So there's actually a strategy to these psukim, one that you wouldn't notice unless you divide them into different categories. But these psukim create a very gradual buildup, again, to that climax, Hanesham malach, laguf shalach. Divide this section, which begins with Shomea Tefillah, not the beginning, L'cha Hashem, Matzdak Avon, Abosh, Esaparim, that's a different section with a different function. But if you divide this section into five subsections, you get a better sense of what we're trying to accomplish. In the first section, and I've included sheets with diagrams just to make it a little bit easier to see these psukim, for those who aren't familiar with the psukim, for those from the visuals will be helpful. The first section has seven psukim. And these seven psukim all describe entering, or eight psukim, entering the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, encountering Hashem. Before we ask, before we praise Hashem, we're just entering the house, Shifti Beveis Hashem, Kol Yemei Chayai, that very well-known pasuk in the David Hashem Ari and Tehillim, the parak we recite during Chodesh Elul. So much of Elul, so much of Slichos, is being in the house of Hashem during times that we're typically not in the house of Hashem. Even if we're not davening, we're in the Beis Hashem. I was discussing with my shir this week, the minhag, to sleep in shul, Yom Kippur night. So now the shul becomes our alternate home, and we sequester ourselves in the shul, in the Beis Hashem. So, something that we know, but now that you see them in context, you realize they all sound the same theme. Yavo kol basar, pasuk in Yeshaya, everyone will come to dip to bow. Yavo vishtachavu, we're entering, we're going to approach you. Bo nishtachav evenichra, same word, yavo, bowing, praising, v'chabdil shmecha, honoring. Fourth pasuk, navoa lemishkin osaf. So now we're not just approaching, yavo kol basar, bo nishtachave v'nichra, but now we're entering a location, the Mishkan Hashem, nishtachave, we're bowing down. Next pasuk which we recite from Mizmor L'Soda, Tehillim Parakuf, bo sharav b'soda, chatzir sad b'sila. So we're entering the sharim, bowing down, and we're praising. V'nachnu, from Atovu, b'rav chastacha, navo v'secha, nishtachave, l'chal kodshacha b'yirsecha. Entering the bayis, entering the heichal, hishtachava, approaching. Final pasuk, hinei baruchu es Hashem, kol avdei Hashem. Here's the key line, here's the punchline. Ha'omdim beveis Hashem balelos, from Tehillim Kuf Lamed Aleph. So we're coming into your home, but it's the middle of the night, and it's not typical for us to enter your home in the middle of the night, but here we are, and now we'll start our conversation. So the first part of this section sets the tone of coming, entering, bowing, praising, bayis, mishkan. Second section, call it section B, has about four psukim. And it transitions from entering, praising, bowing, to the fact that this is holy ground. Now that we've entered the house of Hashem, this is a makom kodesh. Psukim we know from Tehillim Tzadik Tes, which we recite Friday night. Ramu Hashem Elokeinu v'yishtachavu l'adam raglav kodoshu. Yishtachavu l'har kodesho ki kadosh. Yishtachavu b'hadras kodesh. Yishtachava el heichal kodeshecha. So we're not just meeting a Kodesh Baruch Hu in some indiscriminate location. Kodesh Baruch Hu is Kadosh. We're ascending to that level of Kodesh. So this is part two. It's really a filler, or it completes that first section. We're not just encountering Hashem, we're encountering Him in a Makom Kodesh. Okay, so now we've set the tone. Entering the house of Hashem, Omdim Eves Hashem Balelos, entering a place that's holy, Hashtachava, praising. Now let's start. We start not by asking for tshuva immediately, but by establishing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's difference, His transcendence, His difference from all other beings, all other creatures. So this is a Rosh Hashanah moment. It's almost as if we're discussing Bris HaOlam. Not quite yet. We'll get to Bris HaOlam. We're just going to attest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's differences. And we're trying to rebuild our relationship with Hashem that Chet has severed or that Chet has tainted. So here, there's a list of about 10 psukim, each of which attests Hashem being different. Mi Chamocha Chasinya, who is like you? Mi Vashachak, a lot of mi's, like Mi Chamocha. Who is in the heavens that could be compared to you? A lot of words like Niflos and Gadol. These are words that describe the difference between Hashem, the indecipherability of Hashem. Gadol Ata, Osei Niflos, Ata Elokim, Levadecha. Alone, not just alone, there's no one alongside of you, there's no one that compares to you. Gadol Me'al Shemayim Chastecha. You're above the Shemayim, you're not part of nature. Hard to decipher you. Gadol Hashem Umlo Me'o, this is from Ashrei. V'legdula So Ein Cheker. We can't penetrate. We can't analyze. Narahu, next pasuk, Al Kol Elokim. Nar is another word for kadosh, for unfathomable, unknowable. Kel Gadol Hashem, Melech Gadol Al Kol Elokim. Asher Mikel, again the word Mikel, Bashamayim V'aretz Asher Yasechem Asecha B'chik V'asecha. Rhetorical question. There are no gods that can compare to you. Mi lo yiracha Melech Hagoyim. Who won't fear you? Another me. Me'in Kamocha. Me'in Kamocha Hashem. So to a degree, we're repairing our relationship with Hashem by reaffirming HaKadosh Baruch Hu's transcendence and difference. To a degree, we're almost hinting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that this is a request that only a being like you can fulfill because we're asking for tshuva, and we're asking for something which is so far beyond the pale of human interactions. We can forgive people, but we can never rebuild relationships the way we ask Hashem to rebuild. Our ruptured relationship, whenever there is a crime committed, there has to be a punishment. Maybe there can be a truncation or a clemency, but you can't just confess and eliminate the punishment. We're going to go back in time. There's so many parts of this that are beyond the human experience, that are beyond any experience we can describe and can solely be attributed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is Gadol Ata, Mikel Kamocha, who is Mi Vashachach Yaroch Lashem, Ligdil So Ein Cheker. So again, the first section is entering the place, the bayis, the Mishkan, the Yavo, Yavo, Yavo. The second is the Kiddush of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, second section of four psukim. Third section is about 10 psukim, a lot of mi's, a lot of Ligdil So Ein Cheker, a lot of the words Nora, Melech Gadol Al Kol Elokim. The fourth section, call it section D, is not just describing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's transcendence and surpassing nature, but this is going to help provide the climax of Hanashem Malach, that you created everything, and therefore everything is yours. L'chayom af l'chalayla. You own the day, the night, Marav HaShemesh. Hashem b'yodon nefesh kochai. You own all people's souls. L'cha Hashem, HaGedula, HaGibura, Teferes v'Netzach v'Yehod. Going to, of course, the Zohar. This is referring to different worlds or different spheres of different worlds. L'cha Shemayim af l'cha Arz, Tevel u'mlo ta'yishadatam. Heaven, earth, the entire planet, Kol Gavulos Arts, Kites V'Charv, Seasons, Rashi Leviathan, even the large whales, Mayan Vanachal, Rivers, Naros Esan, Yam, Atafarat Chavias Hayam, Atam Moshel Begiros Hayam. So this is about HaKadosh Baruch Hu owning all of reality. Why is that important? Because part of what He owns is our souls, part of what He owns is our guf, and we have failed Him, we have failed those parts that He has lent us, the body and soul that He has bestowed upon us, and we have tainted that body and soul, and we're not even able to repair it on our own, so we deliver it to Hashem. Again, that very bare Hanashem Alach, Vaguf Shalach, Husel Malach, Hanashem Alach, Vaguf Shalach, Hashem and Seleman Shmecha. And finally, section E, there's a little summary. There are two psukim right after section D, which repeat that Hashem is Gadol, Mil Meod, Unknowable, Ir Lakin, Har Kodesho, but He resides in His holy location. So there's a bit of a summary, and then there's a transition. We've described HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He's Kadosh, we're in His house, We're not just in his house thinking that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is beyond our world, but we're talking to him. Kel Naratz, we're consecrating him and we're glorifying him, Besod Kedoshim Rabbah, amongst people who themselves are holy. Whether this means Malachim, whether it means the Jewish people, of course, in Rosh Hashanah, the two emerge, Keser Yinu Lecha Shem Elokeinu Malachim Roni Mala, V'yodu Shemayim Pilacha, we're going to praise. So we're engaged, we're unique. We're not just planets that are owned by you, but we are contributing to your glory. We're actively speaking about you. Afim Unoscha Bekal Kedoshim Tehillim Perek Pites. Lecho Nerana Na Lashem. Now let's start singing to Hashem. Nereel Yitzor Yishenu Nekan Mafanav Besoda Bismiros Nereelah. These four psukim didn't really appear in the past because the past was just describing Hashem at a distance as if a sterile clinical description of Hashem. Now we're saying we are the ones praising you. We are the ones. We are important. We're unique in the cosmos. And therefore, together with the malachim, with each other, namtiksod, let's sweeten these and deliver these sweet ideas. So there's a transition from describing Hashem theoretically, objectively, to the people that are deeply and intimately involved in praising and glorifying. And all this now then builds to Hanashem Alech Beguf Shalach. Part A, we're here in the base of Hashem in the middle of the night. Part B, this is holy ground. Part C, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nothing can compare to you. And therefore, this is your gift of tshuva that we beseech, that we petition for. And you own everything. By the way, you own our guf and neshama. Here we are, glorifying you, but also acknowledging HaNeshem Alech VeGuf Shalach Chus Al Malach. So hopefully by recognizing some of the substructures of these psukim, they can be a little bit more meaningful. Sometimes piyutim are more thematic, one or two themes. If you've prepared them and read them in advance, easier to make sense of. But all these psukim feel like a mishmash, a mix of different psukim without any organization. If you break them down to the constituent parts, you'll get a sense of what the introductory section of Slichos is meant to accomplish.